The first part of the program, On with the Battle of Life and Passions of Survival, are almost self-explanatory. Each person has their battle in life. Each person has a survival instinct. Everyone's had their passions of survival. How can I continue? Am I going to stop in the face of all odds? Am I going to keep going? Because something wants to keep going in you, whether you want to quit or not. At least that's some of what I feel about it. And I know from my own life that there's a will to want to go beyond just the day-to-day and have something else happen as much as I can. I'm certainly not perfect. As you can see, I'm only 5'5". I'll never forget one time I was about 10 years old and my uncle said to me, who was disappointed, you see, he was only 5'9". And he said, "Oh, I wish, I've always dreamt I would have been 6 foot." And I just looked at him, had a weird feeling in myself that I'd never make it that far. So I survived that battle. I accepted it and figured there's more from there besides being 6 feet. Nothing against anyone who's 6 feet or over. Set the record straight. So humor, it's said, is a medicine of the gods. And it certainly has helped me in my battles of life, without a doubt. We're now going to go back in time to the time of the Old Testament. This is the Song of King David, which I first wrote when I was 13. Actually, it was right before I had a bar mitzvah. All of a sudden, I started to think about King David, you know. Gosh, he must have really been something to pick up a rock and hit a giant who was definitely over 5'5". So, in this, seriously, I was reading it and I thought, well, I'm going to write something about King David again. And what hit me was, it's all passions of survival. His love of Saul, King Saul, his wish to protect him because he thought he was one of God's anointed, and at the same time, Saul was trying to kill him. So in this piece, we go back to a time where there were passions of survival. We all have our Goliaths. But David, also Saul, recognized his ability to heal, his ability to take out his heart. As he said, cleanse the evil spirits, whatever those might have been. But it made him feel better. It settled him. So this piece has some of that in it. And it's a contemplation. It's supposed to be a contemplation of King David looking at his life, looking at the noble aspects. No matter what he did, good and bad, success or failure, still wanted to be seen as favorable in the eyes of God. So this is that attempt. His thoughts of battle when he heard that Saul was killed, and then his final resolve of still wanting to live. The Song of King David.